奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的祷告会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon prayer session.
唱诗六十二首。
Let's sing hymn 62.
I would have the Savior's willingFor I dare not walk alone, I will feel His presence near me and His love around me more. Then my soul shall fear no new, why it hits me where we were, I will go在犹大书里面说，我们要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
In the book of Jude, it says that we need to build ourselves up in the faith.
好，我们来看犹大书。
Let's look at Jude.
犹大书就在启示录的前面。二十节。
Verse
20.
Jude 20.
犹大书二十节。
Jude 20, but you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
21.
Verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
这个地方讲在至圣的真道上造就自己。
Here it says to build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
这样下面在圣灵里祷告。
And to pray in the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经勉励我们要在圣灵里面祷告。
So the Bible encourages us to pray in the Holy Spirit.
对我们真耶稣教会的信徒来讲，在圣灵里面祷告，这是很宝贵的体验。
For the members of True Jesus Church, we always treasure the opportunity to be able to pray in the Spirit.
因此，如果我们在教会里面有得圣灵，而且常常在圣灵里面祷告。我们到其他教会去聚会真的不习惯了。
So if we are very accustomed to praying the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit, we feel very uncomfortable when we go to other church denominations or service.
所有的其他的教会都没有圣灵。
Because there are no other churches that have Holy Spirit.
所以你去参加聚会就没有圣灵祷告，没有这个活水浇灌的这一种体验。
So if you're to attend their services, you cannot experience the rolling fountain of Holy Spirit that is in praying spirit.
所以就会感觉到好像缺乏一件什么事情。
So you feel something is greatly lacking in the service.
好像灵里面没有得到真正的满足。
As if you are missing a great portion of something in the spirit.
所以我们教会的可贵，其中一点就是我们真的有圣灵。
So the preciousness of Trinity's Church is that we truly have the Holy Spirit.
那有时候我们常常会想，得圣灵以后，我是要用悟性祷告还是用灵言祷告？
Sometimes we may wonder, after I have received the Holy Spirit, should I be praying in understanding or should I be praying in spirit?
我们在谢饭，这个是悟性祷告。
When we're giving grace before our meals, we use the prayer of understanding.
有时候我们去医院探访一些病痛的信徒，我们先用悟性祷告，因为这是要造就听见的人。
Sometimes when we visit patients in the hospitals, we would begin our prayer by using prayer understanding. And this is to edify the listener.
然后再接着用灵言来祷告。
And then we'll follow with prayer in spirit.
那有人就问，这个灵言祷告也听不懂，那为什么要用灵言祷告？
Some people may question, what is the purpose of praying in the spirit if we cannot understand what we're saying?
已经得圣灵了，那我可以不可以就继续用悟性来祷告？
Since I already received the Holy Spirit, can I now continue to pray in understanding instead?
当然，悟性祷告可以用我们听得懂的话向神祷告。
Of course, we can use words of understanding to speak to God in our prayers.
但是如果我们仔细想用悟性祷告，祷告没有几分钟以后都是一直在重复。
However, if we consider this carefully, if we're using words to speak to God in prayer, then after a while, we can start to repeat ourselves.
没有办法祷告得很久。
We cannot pray very long time.
好，那为什么我们要用灵言祷告？
So what is the purpose of praying in the spirit?
有时候慕道者会问为什么你得圣灵还有灵言祷告大家都听不懂？
Some visitors will ask, why do you pray in the spirit when no one can understand what you're saying?
好，我们现在回来看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
罗马书第八章的二十六节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
这个地方讲。
Here states.
我们的软弱有圣灵来帮助我们。
That our weaknesses have the Spirit to help us.
所以当初主耶稣要升天以前。
So before Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
他特别交代门徒。
He specifically entrusted the disciples.
你们在耶路撒冷等候得到从上头来的能力。
He gave specific instructions to await for the Holy Spirit and to wait away in Jerusalem for that power from above.
然后你们才出去传福音。
And after the power has come upon you through the Holy Spirit, then you shall go out and preach the gospel.
所以我们要先祷告得圣灵，被圣灵充满，得到能力。然后才去传福音。
So we must first pray to receive the power from above through the Holy Spirit before we go out to preach.
所以当初他们得圣灵，被圣灵充满，因此彼得在证道的时候，神的话好像箭扎入人的心。
And so after they have received the Holy Spirit, they were filled the power of the Holy Spirit. When they go out and speak, it was like the word of God pierced into their hearts of man.
平常生活都有体验要改变一个人很不简单。
We know that in general it's very difficult to change the personality character of a person.
特别是人心中的这个观念想法。
Especially the concepts, thoughts, and values of a specific person.
我们想想看，当初有这么多人，他相信这个摩西的律法，已经相信一辈子了。 这个要怎么去改变？
Think about these Jews of that time. They were deeply entrenched with their traditions and beliefs that they had believed all their lives. How is it that they can change their beliefs?
而且周围的人全部都是在遵守摩西的律法。
And how could they come to believe in Jesus Christ when everyone around them still believe in the Mosaic Law?
这不只是文化，这也是传统。
This is a revolution not only in tradition but also in customs.
哦，要改变这样人的这个想法观念呢，真的是非常困难。
It is indeed very difficult to change the concepts that people are used to.
哦，但是当大家被圣灵充满。
But when everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit,
彼得讲道好像刀扎入内心。
When Peter spoke, it was as if the sword was piercing their hearts.
三千个人呢？
And that day, 3,000 came to believe.
就悔改受洗了。
And they repented and received the baptism of remission of sins.
所以我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们。
And therefore, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will help us in our weaknesses.
有时候我们在做圣工常常会觉得很软弱。
Many times when we're working and serving God, we will feel very lacking and weak.
就是需要有圣灵来帮助我们。
And many times we need that power and help through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们这个做圣工、传福音才能够继续做下去。
So that our work and servitude of preaching the gospel and serving God will continue.
我们有神的能力做圣工才会有果效。
Only through the power of the Holy Spirit can our servitude bear fruits.
那有时候软弱就是因为有责任加在我们身上。
Sometimes we're weak because we're burdened by responsibility.
我们不晓得我们有没有这个体验哦，在教会里面，我都说啊，不要叫我负责，我帮忙你就好。
Some people say, "Don't call me, don't give me any position or title or council person because I don't want any responsibility."
不要负责，只用帮忙的，这样到底在讲什么？
I'm willing to help out in any way and do the tasks that are assigned to me, but I don't want to be a lead.
因为如果我们负责，就有责任。
And what is the reason that they say this is because they will have burden and stress.
如果我们帮忙，我没有责任。
If we are just there to assist, we have no responsibility.
我方便就来，我不方便就不来。
We will only come to serve when it's convenient for us, and when it's not convenient, we will not come.
所以有时候义工很难掌握，因为大家都是方便来，不方便就不来。
And that is why it is difficult to find helping hands for volunteer work because everyone can choose not to do it.
那负责就是有一个压力。
And when we take on responsibility and roles in the church, that means we have stress and burden.
大家都不喜欢压力。
And no one likes to have burdens.
但是当这个压力在我们身上的时候，我们才会觉得很软弱。
When this yoke comes upon us, then we will feel weak.
那个时候我们真的要祷告。
It is during those times that we must put even more time into prayer.
我记得一个弟兄被选做教会的总务。
Remember, there's a brother who was called to, elected to be a general affairs council member.
那一天他回到家里转来转去睡不着觉。
And that day he went home, he couldn't sleep at all.
他太太问他说：“你到底怎么一回事啊？”
And his wife asked him, "What's wrong with you?"
他就讲今天被选做总务啊。
And he said, "Well, today I was elected to be."
想到教会这么多事情他睡不着。
General affairs, and now I thought of all the things I have to do, and I cannot sleep anymore.
那夫妻两个人就起来祷告。
And so both of them came, got up on their knees to pray to God.
祷告到圣灵充满了，就很好睡啊。
And when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were able to sleep soundly in peace.
因为圣灵把神的能力加在我们身上。
Because the Holy Spirit, gives us power through God.
那当我们在灵里面很刚强、有能力的时候，这个责任就不是一个重担。
And when we are strengthened in spirit through prayer, then this burden will no longer be heavy.
所以当初使徒教会里面彼得、雅各、约翰三个叫教会的柱子。
So during that time, Peter, John, and James, they were called the three pillars of the church.
这个柱子就是承受重量。
And pillars are to receive and to have the capacity to bear load.
所以这个柱子要很坚强。
So the pillars must be very strong and fortified.
那人是人啊，人怎么去承受这么多的重量
？As humans, we are very weak. How can we have the capacity to bear so much burden?
如果我们看彼得的改变
，If we see the transformation of Peter,
他是跟着主耶稣。
He followed Lord Jesus closely.
还没有得圣灵以前，
but before he received the Holy Spirit，
他很想跟为主死，
though he had a zeal to be willing to die for Christ。
但是真的到主耶稣被抓的时候，
but when Lord Jesus was really captured，
那个死是很真实，就在前面。
When that death was so imminent and so risky，
他三次否认耶稣。
And at the edge of danger， he denied Jesus three times。
为什么？因为他很软弱。
Why？ Because he was weak。
他没有办法接受死亡的这一种压力。
He cannot take on the pressure of death。
但是当彼得得到圣灵。
But then when Peter received the Holy Spirit，
被圣灵充满，
when he was filled with the Holy Spirit，
我们在使徒行传看到彼得被抓到监牢里面去，
we see in the book of Acts how Peter was imprisoned，
众教会为他迫切祷告，
and all the churches prayed for him，
结果监牢的门都开了，
and the prison doors were shaken and they were reopened，
脚镣手扣都掉下来，
and even his shackles became unshackled，
天使把他带出去，他以为在做梦，
and the angels let him out of the prison and he thought it was a dream，
因为他很好睡，
because he was able to sleep soundly，
那这次下监很可能会死，
he could have died in that time he was imprisoned，
为什么他能够睡得很好？
but how is it that he is able to sound so sleep？
因为他已经得到力量，
in the prison because he has gained the power through the Holy Spirit，
他已经很刚强，
he has strengthened his soul，
所以死就没有办法来使他动摇，
so death could not shake him，
因此我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，
therefore our weaknesses have the help of the Holy Spirit to overcome，
所以当我们觉得软弱的时候要祷告，圣灵会加添我们力量，
so when we feel that we are at our weakest we must pray even more so that we can become fortified，
但是这个软弱有时候会从我们周围生活环境来。
Sometimes the challenge of weaknesses come from our environment.
好，我们看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's look at Psalms 106.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalms 106.
14节、15节。
Verse 14-15. But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert, verse 15, and he gave them their request and sent leanness into their soul.
以色列在旷野他吃的是玛纳。
The Israelites ate of the manna in the wilderness.
非常简单的食物。
They ate very simple food.
这是神的恩典。
This was the grace of God.
每天都有神的恩典。
Every day they received the grace of God.
他没有缺乏。
They were not lacking in anything.
但是在十四节说旷野大起欲心。
Yet in verse 14 it says they lusted exceedingly in the wilderness.
他想要吃鱼吃肉。
They wanted to eat fish and meat.
吃那个旷野里面没有的。
They wanted to eat those things that were not available in the wilderness.
那时候在这荒地试探神。
And so they tested God in the desert.
为什么叫试探神？
Why were they called testing God?
神有真的有办法能够让在这里给我们吃鱼肉吃吗？
Could God really give them meat and fish to eat in the desert?
这个叫试探神。
So this is testing God.
神什么都可以做，怎么也不可能。
Of course, God can do anything if he's willing.
那十五节，神将他们所求的事给他们。
And so God gave them their request.
但是使他们心灵软弱。
But sent leanness into their soul.
如果看英文圣经，就是让他的灵性很瘦。
So it describes here that their spirit became like lean.
这个很瘦就是很弱。
So leanness means that they were extremely weak in the spirit.
物质的欲望是满足了，但是灵性变成很弱。
So though physically they were satisfied in their carnal nature, but now their spirit became lean and fragile.
所以我们现在生活真的是很丰富。
So today we live in a life of abundance.
有时候看那个教会职务会在讨论，什么敬老会要送什么？
So during the council meeting, we're discussing what kind of gift shall we give to the elderly.
我们做过老人的敬老会，你希望送什么？
On the elderly tribute day, so what do you think we should give to the elders?
那在家里还有什么没有？每个都有。
Is there anything that they are lacking in their homes? No, none of them lack anything.
所以到最后送什么？送现金。
So what do they give them at the end? They just give them gift cards or cash.
因为你什么都有。
Because they have everything they need in their home.
我们现在真的是生活丰丰富富。
So we are really living an abundant material life.
但是这么多东西哦，如果你用不着，你的心不会放在那里，你就可以给人了。
But so many things we actually possess, but we never use. We can actually give them away.
但是我们又不愿给人，那我们的心都在这些东西上面。
But if we don't willing to give it away, then our heart is now lingering on these things.
那这个信仰不是说安息日带着一本圣经来做一做，这样就完了。
But faith is not just about carrying your Bible once a week to the church on Sabbath day only.
神是一个灵。
But God is spirit.
所以拜神要用心。连诚实来拜他。
So those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
那我们的心呢，都跑到这些物质的东西。
But if today our heart has been ensnared by the things of this world.
所以我们的心就越没有办法专心归向神。
Then how can we concentrate and return back to focus on God?
因此，这样我们灵性就越来越弱。
And it's natural for our spirit to slowly weaken and deteriorate.
所以现在我们的灵性软弱不是。什么也没有什么，是东西太多。
So today our spirit is weak is not because we lack anything, but it's because we have too much of too many things.
那怎么办
？So what do we do？
这里就告诉我们，我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们。
Here it tells us in Romans chapter 8 that our weaknesses have a spirit to help us.
如果我们看26节
，If we look at verse 26，
我们本来不知道应该怎么祷告。
We do not know what we should pray for as we ought.
真的啊，有时候我们什么都有的时候，跪下来你不晓得祷告什么。
Sometimes we have everything. We don't even know what we should ask for during prayer anymore.
我身体很健康。
I'm really healthy.
家庭很圆满。
My family is very harmonious.
经济也不错。
My finance is strong.
子女也很孝顺。
My children are very faithful and filial.
不晓得要祷告。
What else can I ask for?
所以你如果看到教会一个人安息日禁止祷告，流泪祷告
And so if you see someone praying and crying out with tears by themselves at church.
有几个人是为着主啊帮助我，我要跟主跟你一样有神的形象。有几个人为这样祷告
？How many people are there really crying out to God, Lord? I want to be just like you. I want to reflect your godly nature.
大部分都是因为他现在遇到困难。
Most people are there crying to God because they have a need in their life.
所以你看到一个人如果生活很好，突然间很认真祷告，是因为他遇到困难。
So if you see a person who's enjoying a very sumptuous life, all of a sudden they're crying and praying a lot in church, you know they have encounter some sort of problem.
那遇到困难来找神，感谢神。
And of course, we need to thank God that they're able to turn to God in times of trouble.
会把他的信仰重新带回来，对准神。
Because it is times of crisis like this, so bring them back to God.
但是问题是，困难还没有来到，我们什么都有，跪下去，我要祷告什么？
However, before we even have any problems in our life, when people kneel down, what should they be praying for?
所以就说
during times of peace.
所以我们不晓得怎么祷告。
So therefore, it says here, we do not know how we ought to pray for.
不只是说我们遇到很大的困难、很大的打击，你跪下去不晓得怎么求。
So it's not just that when we are in times of crisis, we don't know how to pray.
有时候生活很顺利，你跪下去也不晓得我要求什么。
It is also during those times when we have everything that we don't know how to pray.
那怎么要怎么祷告
？So then how shall we pray?
26节下半句。
Verse 26 in the second half says.
圣灵用说不出来的叹息代替我们祷告。
The Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
原来圣灵会代替我们祷告。
So this is how it works. The Holy Spirit will intercede for us in prayer.
所以不止别人。会代替我们祷告。
So not only other people will pray and intercede for us.
圣灵会代替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit Himself will intercede for us in prayer.
那这个圣灵代替我们祷告有什么好处
？So what is the benefit of having the Holy Spirit intercede for us in prayer?
我们看27节。
Let's look at verse 27.
请。
Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
这个地方讲鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求所以圣灵知道我们的需要。
So the Holy Spirit knows what our needs are.
圣灵就是神的灵嘛。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God Himself.
神看透万事。
And God can see through all things.
虽然我们外表什么都有。
Even though we may seem like we have everything on the outward appearance.
但是我们的内心可能瞎眼、贫穷、可怜、赤身肉体。
But inside we may be blind, wretched, blind, naked.
但是我们不自己不知道。
And pitiful, and we do not even know it.
但神的灵知道。
But the Spirit of God knows the true state we're in.
我们只是外表很好。
We may seem like we're strong on the outside.
里面问题很大。
But inside we are filled with problems.
那所以圣灵会照着神的旨意替我们祈求。
So the Holy Spirit shall intercede for us according to the will of God.
圣灵带当我们用哈利路亚用灵言祷告的时候，圣灵会一直向神祷告，神啊，加添我信心。
When we pray and we cry out to the Lord, Hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will continue to pray, ask God to add to our faith.
或者圣灵会为我们祷告，加添我爱心。
Or the Holy Spirit will be praying and pleading to God to give us more love in His Spirit.
或者圣灵会感动我们，为让我们为罪自己的罪自己责备自己。
Or the Holy Spirit will grieve us and point us to our sins.
所以圣灵会按着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
So the Spirit will intercede for us according to the will of God and convict us of our sins.
因此如果我们常常祷告。
And so if we often pray in the Spirit.
圣灵按着神的旨意照着我们的需要向神祷告。
And the Spirit will intercede for us in accordance with the will of God.
接下去我们可能我们缺乏的地方就一直在进步。
Then the areas that we have fallen short of the glory of God shall slowly become fulfilled.
那每个人都在进步，教会就进步。
Then if everyone is growing spiritually, then the whole church will grow together.
所以要教会要进步不只是说对负责人一直建议。
So for the church to grow and prosper, it is not only for relationships to grow among church members.
对负责人建议，有时候工作的人如果没有这么多，很多建议没有人做。
So it's not just focusing on the growth of the workers, but because there's not always that many workers.
但是如果每一个人都一直在进步。
However, if all the church membership continues to grow spiritually.
那这个教会就一直在进步了。
Then this church will continue to grow and prosper.
所以要让每一个人进步，就是要有圣灵里面的祷告。
So if we want everyone to grow as a whole, then we need to have everyone pray in the Spirit.
我们上个礼拜
Last week.
我们在伊丽莎白教会有这个。Minister workshop, 圣职灵修会
workshop in Elizabeth Church.
早上祷告一个钟头。
Morning we pray for an hour.
下午最少再祷告半个钟头。
Afternoon we pray for half hour.
这样过了几天之后。
After several days.
真的每个人都享受祷告。
Everyone enjoyed their prayers.
我们跪下来祷告。
And when we knelt down to pray.
如果灵里面已经跟神在，好像至圣所这样在灵交这是一种享受。
We felt that this was a communion in the spirit with God. It was really indeed pleasurable as if we're in a holy of holies.
所以如果我们很怕祷告怎么办？
However, if we're coming to pray, we fear praying long time.
如果很怕祷告怎么办？
What do we do?
很怕祷告有个秘诀。
A secret to overcoming fearing prayer.
就是多祷告。
It is to pray even more.
要祷告到什么时候？
And how long do we pray for?
祷告到你很享受。
Pray until you really enjoy prayer.
真的那你就觉得祷告是一种恩典。
Then you will appreciate that prayer is indeed a blessing.
常常祷告要内心很喜乐很平安。
And the more you pray, the more you enjoy that peace and joy flowing through your soul.
神充满在我们里面。
And feel the fullness of God within.
所以里面有一股内在的那种满足跟甜美。
And feel that unseen sweetness and satisfaction within your soul.
这就是我们在这里的追求。
And this is what we're seeking for here.
但如果没有办法跪这么久，坐着也没关系
If we cannot kneel so long, it's okay if you sit down to pray.
因为最重要是我们的心。
Because most importantly, it is the attitude of our heart.
所以圣灵是宝贝。
And therefore, Holy Spirit is our treasure.
他会代替我们祷告。
He will surely lead us to intercede us in prayer.
按着神的旨意来祷告。
In accordance with the will of God.
我们现在来看。第八章
Let's continue to look at Romans chapter 8
28节
Verse 28 And we know that all things work together for good of those who love God to those who are called according to his purpose
万事互相效力
So all things work together for good
这个万事包括顺利的也包括不顺利
All things refer to both positive and negative things
包括我们喜欢的也包括我们不喜欢的
including things that we like and things we dislike
但是我们很显然的如果对我们觉得有好的我喜欢的我们就很感谢神
Naturally we will give thanks to God for those things that we favor
啊，如果我们觉得不好的，我不喜欢的，我们有时候不敢埋怨，有时候也真的会讲出来。
And for those things that God has given to us that we do not like, many times we might even complain.
啊，但是圣经说万事互相效力。
Yet the Bible says that all things work for the good of those who love God.
啊，所以万事啊，如果把那个几个字遮掉，万事到最后是要叫我们得益处。
So if we see that all things are for the sake of benefiting us,
连不顺利的，我们觉得不要的，对，到最后也是对我们有益处。
Even those things that we wish not to happen to us are good for us.
那怎么把万事到最后变成我们有益处？有一个原则。
And so, what is the principle that all things will turn out for our good?
就是要爱神。
The condition is that for those who love God.
所以每一件事情我们所面对啊。要用爱神的态度来回应。
So in everything we do, the condition is we must respond to God using love.
那什么叫做爱神的态度？
And what is that love, this attitude of loving God?
就是说让神喜悦。
It means to please God in everything.
我们对每一件事情，我的回应神会喜欢吗？
If in everything we do, we question.Is our reaction something that will please God?
如果我们的回应是神喜欢，这个就是爱神。
If we respond in a way that shows our love to God, then this shows our love for God.
那到最后你会发现这件事情对我们真的有帮助。
And then we'll find that this thing, whether it is positive or negative, will turn out to be our good.
比方说约瑟他被卖。
For example, when Joseph was sold into slavery.
谁愿意被卖？
Who will be willing to volunteer to be enslaved?
约瑟为着不犯罪，被陷套到监牢里面。
And Joseph, for the sake of righteousness, he was cast into prison.
谁愿意进到监牢里面？
Who is willing to voluntarily go into the dungeons?
但是这些负面的经验。
On all these negative things that happened to his life.
约瑟没有埋怨神。
Joseph never complained to God.
圣经说神的话试验他。
And the Bible says that God tested him.
为什么？
Why?
因为从小他就看到异象啊，这个兄弟姐妹要向他下拜。
Because he had those promises of the spiritual dreams he saw when he was young that things would bow down to him.
但是为什么今天我被我的兄弟出卖？
But yet he was experiencing complete opposite of his dreams that he was being sold.
所以神显明的旨意跟他本身的体验完全相反。
And so what he personally experienced in life was opposite of what seems like God had revealed to him in dreams.
但是他在每一个环境，他的回应是神喜欢的。
But in every environment, every problem he encountered, he responded very favorably to God.
到最后，他一夜之间变成宰相。
And because of his love for God, overnight he became a prime minister.
所以他的爸爸死的时候，死了以后。
After his father passed away,
兄弟都来求情啊。
All his brothers came to plead his mercy.
因为怕约瑟报复。
Because they were afraid that he will take revenge.
约瑟说：“我岂能够代替神呢？”
Joseph answered that, "How can I take the place of God?"
你们的意思是不好的，你要卖我。
Though your will originally was not for good.
神的意思是好的。
To hurt me, but God's will is for good.
他要差我来这里。
He has sent me ahead of you.
因为有饥荒，我来这里预备，你们可以来这边存活。
To prepare a place for everyone, so during the times of famine, our family can survive.
所以最后他看清楚了，那些不好的都是成全神旨意的一个方法。
So Joseph was able to see clearly that all those things that happened in the past was for the good of those who loved him.
所以我们要在圣灵里祷告。
And so we must pray in the Spirit.
每一件事情要用神爱神的态度来回应。
And everything that we encounter, we need to respond to God with a love toward God.
那我们的体验会越丰富。
Then our experiences shall be even more abundant.
我们的灵性会越进步。
And our spirit will be even more elevated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's pray together now.
可以到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward to pray. Yeah.